serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
And we will get to the Phillips game coming up in just a little bit. They're starting a little bit late, probably about a 7:15 kickoff for the Phillips ball game. So stay tuned for that.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's pose. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know. Really trying, next thing you know. There's a test on the counter, next thing you know. She's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where. Too far, it's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know.
Songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank. And I ain't hit the town in a minute to drink. You had come on now, swing on by, bring one.
Climbing up, got double cups, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you're bringing. Come on now, swing on.
Football coming up here very shortly. A little bit of a delay to the start of the game. We heard from Jeff and the folks, but they'll be checking in and bringing you Logger play-by-play in just a couple of moments.
Trying to keep it. Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
There we were, in the back of that old C71, the road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Oh, I don't remember what the radio's playing. I was hanging like the moon on all the words your lips were saying. All I know is there was magic in that Chevy, baby. You were growing, I was throwing stars like confetti. Up boots and high on a perfume bus. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. David, hold me tight and never let me go. Look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show.
of the conference championship here. So exciting night here tonight for the Loggers. Things are a little bit behind. We had planned on a 7 o'clock start, but some miscommunications, and I think the officials had just shown up. So we're ready to get underway here in a little bit. They are doing the announcements of the starting lineups right now for the Loggers. They're going to do the Castle Guards next. The Loggers in their black pants, white tops, orange letters, black helmets. Black helmets, sharpest looking helmets around. I really like them a lot. And this Washburn team looks real sharp, all black with some white lettering and a little bit of red on the top, all in black, kind of an intimidating look. So it's going to be a good game here tonight. The Washburn Castle Guards coming into this game at 2-6. Kind of tough to read them this year a little bit. They've had some close games against some teams, and they've got some teams that you know, they've lost. They thought that they were going to win. So interesting to see what they bring to the table here tonight. And wasn't able to bring up any stats on this team. So we're interested to see what they're going to do running-wise, passing-wise, and see if our Loggers defense is ready for whatever. This Loggers team has been on fire, really playing well. They had a little bit of a slow start last game with Levi Durbin out at quarterback. You could really see him stutter when they came out of that game. But, you know, Shea Denzin filled in really well and stepped right in, and they rolled off to, I think it was like a 56-30 win in that game right there. Tonight, win or lose, those the Loggers have a tie of the conference championship. If they win, they have it outright. So it's going to be an exciting night here tonight. See what happens. This game is about to get underway in just a little while, and you're going to be dealing with us a lot here tonight as commercial is going to stay with us, me and Nate here. So I'm playing a little musical chairs up here in the booth. And not sure who won kickoff there. I believe that the Loggers are going to receive. Thank you very much, you guys. Awesome. Appreciate it. Chairs, and I love your music. Trina's well over here in Washburn up in the booth. As they had quite the speaker setup over here, Nate. Probably tops we've seen so far. So pretty impressive. We're going to have to get one of those over in Phillips. So the Washburn Castle Guards are set to kick off here in just a moment. And the backfield for the Loggers, sophomore Aaron Delasky and the Micronesian sensation, B.J. Lueri. That's my boy. And here's a little squib kick. It's going to go up about 15, 20 yards. Kyle Seid, no, Ben Vernix. Picks it up, and six guys trying to take him down. Ben Vernig chugging his feet along the way, and Ben was ready for a nice hit on that opening play. So the Logger is going to start out here from, looks like, about their own 32-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 here for the Loggers from their own 32-yard line. A nice field here in Washburn. The lights are out, and Phillips fans travel well always. We see a lot of the parents here tonight. Here's Levi Durr back in action here tonight. Direct snap to B.J. Lueri. He's going to take it up the middle for about 4 yards, a 4-yard gain there for B.J. And Levi Durr back in this lineup, like we said, he had a leg injury from that game against Northwood a couple weeks ago. And the captain of this team at quarterback, good to have him back. Although it was a lot of fun watching Shea play. Shea did a great job filling in. So here's Durr from the shotgun. Dulaski in motion. They're going to give it to him left side. He gets around the corner. Dulaski breaks through for the first down in about a 15-yard gain, maybe 16 yards on the play. They're all the way up to the 30-yard line. A'Ron Dulaski with a nice run. When he gets around that edge, tough to stop. He had two touchdowns on kick returns in that last game. And the first two plays of the game, kickoffs to A'Ron, ran him back for touchdowns. And he's starting to run with a little bit of confidence now. So here's Durr in the backfield by himself, back in motion. They're going to hand it off to him. This is Evan Hollinger on the right side trying to get around the corner. Gives a stiff arm. Looks like he picked up about 5 yards. It's going to be second and maybe five, we'll say, from Washburn's. Can't see where they're at there, Nate. 40, 30, 20, 15-yard line. I'm struggling seeing where we're at here, guys, right now. I think it's a 20-yard line they're at. Durr from the shotgun. Lowery in motion. Levi's going to keep it himself up the middle and almost breaks away from everyone. First down run for him. Looks like he brought it all the way down to about the 10-yard line. And maybe that's the 15.
I think that is the 15.
That's a 15 there. A little tough to see here from the booth. We're getting used to the field a little bit. We didn't get here early enough to kind of study that part of it. All right, Levi, Dulaski in the backfield by themselves. Direct snap to Dulaski up the middle, follows Durr, and A'Ron Dulaski looks like he's tackled about the 4-yard line and got to be close to a first down. Looks like he's about 2 yards away. Going to be a
second and two.
Yeah, second and two from the Loggers' own 5-yard line. Levi in the backfield. B.J. Lowery in motion, and Durr's going to keep it himself, go up the middle. He picks up some, and he gets in the end zone for the touchdown. Loggers with a nice start to this game here. 9:52 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Loggers on top. And Loggers setting up to go for the two-point conversion. As Levi Durr in the backfield with Hollinger. Evan Hollinger, direct snap to him. He's going to take it right side, try to get around that corner. He does. Evan Hollinger in for the two-point conversion. It's 8-0 Loggers to start out this game. 9:52 to go in this first quarter. And a nice opening drive for the Loggers. And lucky you, everybody at home, we're going to stay right here in Washburn. And we're going to thank some of our high school sports sponsors that help bring this game. We got Forward Bank. Forward Bank is at the center of always moving forward. They are dedicated to making an impact in the communities they serve. Check out their unique charitable money market account to see how Forward Bank connects their customers to their local charities that matter to you the most. Visit www.forward.bank for all their exceptional services. Forward Bank, Park Falls, and Phillips. There we go. And we got Loggers getting set to kick off. And Ethan Podmolik having a great senior season, kicking off offensive line, defensive line, and it's going to be a little squib kick. Goes about 12 yards. Washburn, I think they fell on it. Washburn really close to the Loggers picking that one up. But Washburn climbs off
41.
Off the ball, and they're going to start right now. And we're going to see what Washburn has. Tonight, we're going to see a girl in action here tonight at the running back position, too, Nate. Is they got Sienna Sander interested to see what she brings to the table here. But here is the Castle Guards and Max Phillips. That's going to be a tough name to forget. Quarterbacking for Washburn alone in the backfield. And we got a counter. It looks like a little bit of a reverse coming this left side here. And tackled after about a 3-yard gain. And Aiden Mattson. So Aiden Mattson, nice little run. I think we're going to hear his name a lot here tonight. Going to bring up a second and six the four, they're going to give him 4 yards on that play. Second and 6 year for the Washburn Castle Guards. 9:26 to go here, first quarter. This game just underway. If you're joining us, and it's Phillips from the shotgun. Looks like the same formation the Loggers do. And he's going to get it to Mattson. He's going to go around the right side. Levi Durr wraps him up, the senior, for a 2-3 yard loss. See if they give him any forward progress on that. But Aiden Mattson wrapped up right away. And looks like they're going to give him about a 2 yard loss. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 8. Was that number 20? Was that Silas Rohde?
Yes. I didn't want to call you out.
You can call me out on them, Nate. Sometimes I make mistakes.
No way.
8:41 to go here. The Castle Guards from their own 36-yard line. Max Phillips in the backfield. Two running backs with him. They're going to hand it off up the middle. This time, and breaking away from a tackle and getting the first down, but fumbling, and Washburn fell on top of it. A nice tackle by Callan Shuzzles and forces the fumble. Washburn fortunate enough to get back on top of it, and they're going to have a first down here all the way up to the Loggers' 33-yard line. So it's going to be a 1st and 10 here for the Castle Guards.
Recovered by Brody Anderson.
Brody Anderson picking that ball up off the ground. Loggers defense looking for a stop here as Silas Rohde and Aiden Mattson look like they could be a little bit of trouble in the backfield. Max Phillips, quarterback for Washburn from the shotgun, checks over the defense and going to fake. It's going to be a pass and almost wrapped up by Daniel Adamitis and missing on some tackles here. They finally get him after about a 1 yard gain. Daniel Adamitis almost had the quarterback for about an 8 yard loss. And it's going to be going to give him a gain of 1 yard on that play. It's going to be a 2nd and 9 here for the Castle Guards from their own 30 yard line. I'm sorry, from the Loggers' 30 yard line. And checking into the game right now is Sienna Sandor. So our first action for her tonight. And different formation here. Aiden Mattson at quarterback right now. He's going to keep it himself, try to go right side. Nothing happened in the flag on the field. Nice run by him, but put to the ground hard. That time right there was number 11 for us, Nate. Us. And the flag. Oh, yeah, Trig Molman. Let me see that, Nate.
Yep, you can have that one.
And we got holding on the Castle Guards is going to move them back 10 yards. Tough penalty right there. I think it's going to be about a 2nd and 18 after that penalty. So really getting backed up. And that one hurts. So it's going to be 2nd and 18 now. And all the way back, almost to midfield at the 38-yard line, the Loggers' 38-yard line. And Washburn back onto the field here in the huddle. Set to get underway here. Loggers' defense steps up to the line of scrimmage. Castle Guards to the line of scrimmage as well. Max Phillips under center this time. And it's going to be a handoff counter. Oh, it's like a reverse play and not faked out at all on that left side. Ethan Upson with a new number here tonight. The senior forgot his jersey. He's number 74. Ethan Upson, last week's Jeff Haken and Roofing player of the game, making the big tackle. And Ethan Podmolik, and I like this offer, this defensive line here. Ethan Podmolik, Ethan Upson, you put Callan Chuzzles over there along with, anyone really, Hoshield and Kolick you see once in a while up on that line. B.J. Loeri plays on that nose tackle position also. So Max Phillips under center here. It's going to be handoff, a fumble. He falls back on top of it, luckily. And it's going to be
fourth and long.
I would imagine they're going to punt. Be crazy really not to, unless they don't have a punter at all. And Loggers, that's to play defense. I think
fourth and 25. So.
Fourth and 25. Look like Shea Denzine is in the backfield, set to take this punt. And it's Silas Rohde set to punt here. You've got to watch out for the fake. They're going to let it go. Nice punt by Rohde. Denzine misses that one. It doesn't touch him at all. Literally went between Denzine's arms. I think he tried to catch him. Totally biffed on it. That'll happen. So here we are. Change of possession. 5:46 to go here in the first quarter. It's 8-0 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Washburn Castle Guards. And it's going to be Loggers football here from their own 14-yard line on a nice kick there from Silas Rohde. And Loggers in their offense. Levi Durr at quarterback, and he's going to keep this one himself, go up the middle, and looks like a nice little 5-yard run for Levi Durr. Levi has been a great player, having a fabulous senior season this year. Captain of the team, has just been leading this team in the offense as B.J. Loeri checking back into the ballgame at that running back position. But Levi been a leader of this team since the end of last season when he was named captain. And here's Loeri. It's going to be a direct snap to him. The counterplay to Trigg Mullman. And almost wrapped up. Mullman faked it. The one guy almost had him tackle. Let him go. Trigg Mullman to 10-5. Touchdown, Loggers. 14-0. And did you see that play right there? The number 32 here, he had him wrapped up. And he thought maybe he didn't have the ball. Quite the play there for the Loggers. 14-0.
85-yard touchdown?
And that's the counter play, except there's no 50, so it's only a 65-yard touchdown, Nate.
Okay. The apprentice man for you.
Wildest play I've seen all year. He had him wrapped up and said, hey, he don't have the ball, or let him go. Yeah. So Trigg holding that ball. Well, here's a two-point conversion, and it's Delasky on that left side. He's taken down. Nice tackle there, avoiding the two-point conversion there for Washburn, and a wild play. So 4:49 to go here in this first quarter. It's 14-0. Phillips Loggers leading the Washburn Castle Guards. I'd like to say we're going to send it back to 98Q Country. We're going to stay right here, Nate. And where's our list here? And we're going to go over some of our high school sports sponsors here tonight. But Forward Insurance. Local businesses are amazing at pulling together to improve communities, provide for families, and support employees through good and bad times. At Forward Insurance, they have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet the needs of your businesses. Stop in and see one of their trusted hometown agents to hear about the benefits of moving forward together, or call 715-762-2497. Forward Insurance is located in Park Falls and Phillips. Glad to have Forward Insurance, Forward Bank, along with all these other great sponsors helping bring this game. Loggers set to kick off here, 4:49 to go. Ethan Podmolik going to kick this one deep all the way down to the 10-yard line, picked up by the Castle Guards and wrapped up after a little short gain. Kyle Seidenbender spun him around on that play, and it's going to be Castle Guards ball here from, we'll see where they spot. I think it's about their own 20-yard line. We want to thank everybody for just listening in, tuning in here on 98Q Country. We're having a good time here, me and Nathan Podwelts. Took the road trip here down to this game.
Yeah.
Came expecting some good concessions, final game of the season, and they shut us down. Maybe they heard about us. So no concessions here tonight.
Pretty hard to screw up,
MS. Yeah, the one game that we didn't sneak our snacks in. Dave Denzine over there, I see he's got that popcorn he brought himself. So Castle Guards from their own 10-yard line, or 20-yard line. It's Phillips in the backfield. It's going to be a handoff up the middle and nowhere to go for Caleb Every Warren, the senior from Washburn. Wrapped up, actually, that was about a 3-yard loss. So all the way back to the 16-yard line for the Castle Guards. It's going to bring up a second and 14. 4:14 to go here in this first quarter. It's a 14-0 lead for the Phillips Loggers. in this conference championship matchup. The Castle Guards stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Max Phillips at quarterback from the shotgun. Receiver wide right, wide left. Looking to pass. Phillips, no, he's looking to open up the field and take it himself. Goes upfield, makes a few guys miss. A lot of bad tackling by the Loggers, and he picks up about 10 yards.
Tackled by Ben.
Max Phillips with a nice play. Ben Vernig has been playing phenomenal on defense the last few weeks. A couple interceptions last weekend, and Ben Vernig making the tackle. And we know that Ben Vernig's grandparents are watching from Eagle River, Grandpa Jim. And we've got grandparents from over in Medford watching or listening in. I should say. Where are my notes, Nate? Lost all my paperwork. And Washburn stepping back up to the line of scrimmage here. 3:43 to go here. It's a third and about six. And it's going to be a keeper here this time. That's Aiden Madsen. And he looks like he loses about 3 yards on that play. It's going to bring up a fourth and eight. But, yeah, Bob and Sharon Vernig over in Medford, they're tuning in, checking on their grandson. So glad to hear you guys listening to this game here tonight. Ben playing well. Start out. Loggers playing well. Up 14-0. 3:15 to go here, first quarter. Castle Guards looking to punt here. Got to be aware of the fake. And they're going to punt this one off. Got a nice punter in Rohde. And way in the backfield, Sawyer Kuchaba was set to return that one. He lets it go out, and it's going to go out of bounds at the Loggers' 31-yard line. 31-yard line here. Loggers going to start out. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors quick, Nate. We got Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, IAP, Northwoods Community Credit Union, LPK Dental, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Heckman Auction, and Jeff Haken and Roofing.
Phillips Hardware, did you do?
Phillips Hardware, are they in here too?
Yes, I think so.
I missed them somewhere. Phillips Hardware and Do It Best. We appreciate everyone. And looks like we're going to have a timeout right now on the field, and we're going to keep it right here. That's Phillips Lumber and Hardware as well. We're going to stay right here. 2:59 to go here in this first quarter. The 14-0 lead here for the Phillips Loggers over the Castle Guards from Washburn. And we have IAP. IAP Incorporated of Phillips manufactures high-quality blowers in all shapes and sizes, custom-engineered for your individual needs. They also design and construct high-heat fans and mechanical draft fans to achieve reliable service. IAP employees qualified personnel with over 50 years of engineering experience in the design of industrial fans and blowers. Industrial Air Products of Phillips is a proud sponsor and supports our local high school sports team. Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage from their own 31-yard line. Windstorm up here in the booth. Lost all of our info. And Levi Durr from the shotgun looking to pass. He's going to go deep to Kolek. He just a little over his head. Nice pass from Levi, just a little bit too strong. And like how the Loggers opening up their offense here in Washburn, 2:54 to go here, first quarter. Having a good time here in Washburn. Lights are out. It's a beautiful night. I know it's raining back in Phillips. Yeah, it's been raining all day. Soon as we got to Washburn, sun came out. T-shirts out. Not really. No. I got my jacket on. Here we got direct snap. It's going to be the counter again to Trigg Moorman. This time he wraps him up.
Ooh.
Last time it was the same play, and Trigg was able to go for that long touchdown run. And this guy stuck with his tackle, brought him down. So it's going to bring up a third down and 10. Loggers looking at their first third and long of the game. 2:32 to go and counting here, first quarter. Ethan Podmolik stepping up at center. Levi Durr from the shotgun, and Durr's going to keep it, going to go up the middle, and a first down run, a beautiful run from Levi Durr. It looks like about an 11-yard run, and it's going to move the chains. It's going to be first down from the Loggers from the Castle Guards 39-yard line. 2:15 to go here. If you're just joining us, the Loggers up 14-0. some nice early offense for the Loggers. And on another drive right now. And Levi Durr going to keep it again. They're trying to run this play up the middle and keep the Loggers honest. The Castle Guard's really trying to take away the edges. And head coach Steve Precor noticing this and says, hey, if no one's in the middle, that's where we're going to run it. Then Levi, two nice runs in a row. And playing chess out there are both teams right now, minute 50 to go. Second down and one after a 9-yard run from Levi Durr. Loggers football from Castle Guard's 31-yard line. B.J. Lueri, Trigg Molman in the backfield. They're going to give it to Trigg on this left side. Trigg up the middle and for the first down and an extra 10 yards all the way to the 20-yard line. It's Trigg Molman. Loggers moving the chains quickly here. Offense rolling right through. And Loggers with a heavy run offense. Run, run, run. A pass maybe every 20 plays. And you know what they're going to do? It's tough to stop. So many backs. There's six capable backs on this Loggers team right now. Levi Durr, Dulaski in the backfield. And we're going to get a false start. I think that's going to be on Washburn. Looks like they jumped early. Encroachment. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty. Going to move the Loggers even closer. Going to move them all the way to the 15-yard line. Going to be a first and 10 from the 15-yard line. Or first and 5, yeah. Good call there, Nate.
Oh, yeah.
Rules are new to me, I guess. Levi Durr in the backfield. At quarterback, we got a receiver wide right. Durr's going to keep it himself on this right side, trying to get the edge and making a nice tackle. Right there was our girl out of the roster here, Sienna Sandor. Making her first tackle, a nice tackle by her. And excited what she can do. Not afraid of nothing. Gets her nose right in there, makes a tackle. And Loggers, I don't think it's a 3rd and 10, it says on the scoreboard. It must be a
3rd and 1.
3rd and 1. Yeah, so 3rd and 1 here. And Evan Hollinger on this left side following his blockers. Nice. He might get in the end zone. He does.
Touchdown.
Evan Hollinger with the touchdown. And 20-0 is the score here. 35 seconds to go in this first quarter. Impressive drive again from the Phillips Loggers.
What an 8-yard touchdown run.
The Loggers set up for the 2-point conversion. Dulaski along with Durr, and it's going to be a direct snap to Dulaski, and the official throws the flag right at Kyle Seidenbender, and it's going to be a false start on the Loggers. That's going to move them back 5 yards. The Loggers going to go for that 2-point conversion again shortly. And 35 seconds to go in this first quarter. Loggers up by 20 already. It's going to be a long game.
Yeah, it is.
They got the police in here tonight.
Oh.
Keeping things in order. They must have heard we were coming, Nate.
Yeah. Probably should depart to the handicap.
They walked right by. And Levi Durr with the 2-point conversion pass to Trigg Molman in the corner of the end zone. So 22-0 here is the score in the first quarter. And an impressive drive from the Phillips Loggers. And we're going to stay right here, go over some more of our high school sports sponsors. We have Northwoods Community Credit Union. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local community since 1953, with locations in Park Falls and Ashland. They offer competitive rates and electronic services to its members. They are not just a credit union offering financial services. They are a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check them out at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union. Administration and membership eligibility is required. You have no idea how difficult that is with Coach Worth right next to you hollering. I'm pretty impressed with what I just did there, Nate. We're having fun up here in the booth. Chase Mabey and Coach Worth up here with me, Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podwells in Washburn, Wisconsin here. It's a 22-0 lead for our Phillips Loggers over the Washburn Castle Guards. 35 seconds to go, first quarter, and the Loggers set to kick off. Ethan Podmolik with a squib kick, goes 10 yards up, bounces straight up, and a nice job recovering it by Washburn. a difficult play to do. And Washburn fell on that one really nicely. So it's going to be their ball from right around midfield. We're at a weird position with this booth not being in the center of the field.
Yeah,
so it's tough to see this right side. We haven't seen any action on the left side yet. We will soon here when the Loggers get the ball back. But it's going to be a first and 10 here for the Washburn Castle Guards from their own 36-yard line. So from their 36-yard line, they step up onto the field here, up to the line of scrimmage. Max Phillips, that quarterback, got two backs in the backfield, Silas Rohde and Aiden Mattson. And we got a full start on this left side. Looks like 12. Brady Fleeg jumped offside at the receiver position. Going to back him up 5 yards. And Castle Guard's going to reset here. Boy, really could use them concessions tonight. I was excited.
I was hoping to have coffee.
Frederick is going to win it this season, the concessions of the year, first game of the season.
Remember those
brats that they had and the popcorn? And, oh, man, that was good times. And it is Washburn with a run up the right side and picking up close to 10 yards, making it a second and 5. And that was Rohde, Silas Rohde, with a nice run right there. And we have an update in that Schwamigan against Northwoods. It's Northwoods. Solon Springs up 8-0 over Schwamigan at the half. So impressive for Schwamigan hanging in there with a tough team from Northwood Solon Springs. Over here, the Loggers having their way. 27 seconds left to go in the first quarter. It's Washburn ball. They're down 22-0. Max Phillips, quarterback for Washburn, gets it from the shotgun, hands it off up the middle. That's Mattson. Mattson with an 8-yard run, a nice run from him. I should say about 6 yards. Going to make it a 3rd and 2. When we get back, 14 seconds and counting, that might be the last play of the first quarter. I believe it will be. It will be. They're going to switch sides here. So there we have it. And not much work for the official.
No.
Looks like it's going to be 3rd and 1 when we come back here. They moved it real close to the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure why they did that right there. But that is the end of the first quarter. And with the score 22-0, our Phillips Loggers are leading the Washburn Castle Guards. We're going to stay right here in Washburn, me and Nate. And we're going to go over some more of our high school sports sponsors. We have LPK Dental. LPK Dental in Park Falls will give you a winning smile every time. They offer a great family-friendly facility with one of the best state-of-art technologies. Their dedicated team will help you maintain good oral health so you can have the confident smile you deserve. Call 715-762-4825 to make your appointment. Keep smiling. It looks good on you. LPK Dental, 277 4th Ave North in Park Falls. That's quite the line there to say a family-friendly facility. That's a tough line right there. We also got Woodruff Appliance and TV. You'll score big when you purchase the best in the latest and greatest appliances from Amana, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Genair at Woodruff Appliance and TV. Whether you're upgrading, remodeling, or building your dream home, the folks at Woodruff Appliance and TV, they have what you want. And we got to start that one over. The folks at Woodruff Appliance and TV wants you to have the best. And the best is Amana, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Genair. Woodruff Appliance and TV, family-owned since 1939, located on Highway 47 in Woodruff, Wisconsin. And
we're back.
We are back. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell here in Washburn, Wisconsin. A 22-0 lead for our Phillips Loggers over the Washburn Castle Guards. A little struggles with that commercial break there. I guess I should have practiced, read this on the way here a couple times. But, Joel, you did a good job printing this one up for us here. We're having fun over here. Loggers rolling. Everyone having a good time. Well, Castle Guards ball from their own 34-yard line. Looks like it's a 3rd and 1. Castle Guards, they fumble it and get back on it, and that's going to make it a 4th and about 5, about a 4-yard loss. So fumbling the snap was Washburn, and put his knee down on the ground as soon as he picked it up. So it should have been a second at least come off the score clock, I would think. So here we go. It is fourth down and, well, fourth and five. Fourth and five here from just about midfield. It'd be the 41-yard line, as Karen and Mick would say right now. We've got one of these short fields here, a real eight-man football field. And Max Phillips in the backfield for the Castle Guards. And it's going to be handoff. Looks like that reverse counter to Matson on that left side. Tries getting around the corner. Picks up about 3 yards. I don't think he got the first down. It's going to be a turnover on downs. It's going to be Loggers football. So a nice effort on that run from Matson from the Castle Guards. But tackled by about four Loggers and forcing the turnover. It's going to be Loggers football here from the Castle Guards 35-yard line. Going to bring up a first and 10 here. And an impressive defensive stop there by the Loggers.
Going on here.
And the officials changing out the football. 11:46 to go here. Second quarter, 22-0 lead for the Loggers. Levi Durr in the backfield for the Loggers. And direct snap to him. It's going to be the counterplay to Mormon on this left side. Coming our way. He gets past the defender to the 30, wow. The 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Loggers. Trent Mormon, the counterplay. You can't stop it over here. I don't see any flag on the field. Nate, that looks like that was about a 45-yard touchdown run. It's going to make it 28-0 here, Loggers, in this second quarter. 11:36 to go. Trent Mormon, another touchdown run from him.
And 45 and a 65-yard.
And Trigg coming into this game with about 780 yards, I believe it was, rushing and adding to those totals.